Let me go to cut number three, though, because I want to get your reaction to Senator Rubio saying this.
Clearly, she has a history of being in favor of the kind of big government intervention into health insurance that is kind of the, I guess, the underpinning of this long-term desire that many on the left have had for a universal payer, for one insurance for every American, Medicare for all type concept, which I think is, of course, would never work and is a disaster for the middle class and for the American dream.
So is Hillary Obamacare's grandmother, John Gruber?
Well, once again, I think Obamacare is not single payer. It's not socialism. And look, you can look at my record. I've not come out in favor of single payer socialism. I don't think it's the right system for America. And that's not what Obamacare is. Hillary basically, she did endorse what became Obamacare in the 2008 elections, 2008 primaries. She did endorse that. But prior to that, she had a very different plan. She had a plan which was much more interventionist. That's the irony of Bill Clinton criticizing Obama for taking away people's health insurance. The Clinton health care plan was much to the left of Obamacare. It would have more radically changed our health care system. Obamacare is really it's a big intervention, but it is much to the right of anything that's been tried before.
So Hillary Care would have had far more disruptive consequences for American health care than even Obamacare has.
The original Hillary Care as proposed in the early 90s would absolutely been much more disruptive.